Hello, my dear people of the world and of Staten Island. It's the High Rock Light, the rock that shines forth in the darkness. The one who lurks in the strange dark places of many worlds and realities. I have an important message for you. Ah, it's cataclysmic. It's even dangerous for the rock here to say. But the rock doesn't care because he's got the light within who protects. Ah, yes. How to get through all this here? What's going on? In the East, they used to say, in the depths, that the world is an illusion. Some truth to that. But be that as it may, it doesn't really matter to you or me. Here's what you need to learn. Better yet, remember. What did Grandma do when you were sick? When you were 5? What did Mama do when you were sick, or Daddy? If you were so fortunate to have those in your life, and I know some of you didn't, and I'm so sorry for you, but whoever it was, your guardian, the ones who took care of you, maybe school counselors or some type of health professionals, or your Boy Scout leader, or your Girl Scout leader, school counselor, priest, whatever, your friend's mother, your grandmother maybe you live with, who knows, your Aunt Tilly. But be that as it may, here's the ticket, and here's the real secret to all this. Don't buy the mind wash, the COVID paranoid mind control mind wash, the illusion that was perpetrated. We need to think clearly. We need to remember what we forgot. We need to know that there's nothing new under the sun. A wise old king once said that. My good old grandma used to say, remember the old ways. Oh, she used to make a mustard plaster that used to kick ass. So clear up your lungs in a minute. And even treated my dear old dad when he was a kid of typhus. Kind of a bacteriological infection. He could have died. But she knew. Oh, an old Italian woman from the old country. Came here as a very young child even. Across the ocean. Remember the old ways. A friend of mine once said, everything you need to know in life, you learned in kindergarten. Yeah. You learned there were bullies in the world. You learned there were weaker kids who wanted to bully, maybe. You learned to sit down and take your nap when the teacher said so. You learned obedience. You learned to share your crayons. You learned to finger paint and not eat the paint because it could be bad for you. Ah, yes, you learned to, had to leave your parents, right? How was that first day of kindergarten when you cried? Oh, you were separated from Mama. All that time with Mama growing up, that's all you knew. And then you had to go off to school to be separated and torn from your mother's womb, practically. Did you cry that day? Did mom stay around just in case you maybe get upset? Or you were just pushed out like a bird out of its nest and forced to fly? Ah, and those childhood friends people used to wrestle with. You soon compare your private parts. Look, it's nasty pitches, maybe. Maybe not. Play with worms. Dig in the mud. Make mud pies. I remember those little roly-poly bugs you used to put in your hands. Did you worry about germs and bacteria and parasites? You didn't even know what they were, did you? No. So those little roly-polies in your fingers and hands. What about caterpillars? I have a caterpillar crawl on you. Or a centipede, maybe. Or maybe some parts of the world, a lizard or a newt or something, or a snake. You ever worry about germs and things? No, not really. Were you sent to your neighbor's house when your friend had the chicken pox so you could catch it yourself? So you could build up an immunity to it? Were you given cod liver oil every morning? Or some nasty substance to keep your health that you hated? Think about those things. Think about what your uncle said. Maybe they encourage you when you're a teenager. Think about your first experience of death in your life. Your first relative, maybe your uncle, maybe your parents, sister, brother, cousin, grandmother, best friend. Think about your first experience with death. How did you feel when you looked upon them in the funeral home? Did it scare you? Did your relatives or friends come and haunt you? Those, some dabbled in the occult when they were children and had strange experiences too. Remember the frightful ones. And I won't go too into detail, but those who know what I'm saying. But you overcame somehow, right? Or did you wind up in a hospital on medication? Are you still there? Are you still on medication? Just to control those things that go bump in the night? Your first experiences with religion. Were you forced to go to church in Catholic school or mosque or temple? Did you wear little wraps of cloth on your head to symbolize obedience to God? Did you believe in God? Were you taught? Were you taught there was no God? Did you believe in science? Did you believe in yourself? Believe in nothing? Were you abused as a child by those who thought they would know better what was for you and for them? Many things we learn in life. How many loves have we had? How many disappointments? How many letdowns? How many hurts? Were you bullied? Did you punch the bully in the nose? At the beach, you have to kick sand in your feet. Did you take karate? Did you watch Bruce Lee or Billy Jack? Can I go back that far? Or the Ninja Turtles? And now I date myself. Where were you when the internet came alive in the 90s? Did you have a computer? Did you learn how to use? Do you have AOL? Was email a big thing? Were you here before smartphones? When you just had little cell phones? Were you around when beepers came along and you thought everybody had a beeper was a drug dealer? That's who had beepers back then. We all thought the drug dealers. Huh. See people get shot up in your neighborhood. Strange events, but I tell you what. Here's how to get through. And just my little itty bitty opinion. Remember the past. Don't accept the haze. Don't accept the illusion. Resist the mist of Avalon. They want to blind your eyes to keep you from your power. Claim your power and your sovereignty as human souls in existence. Because we come from a higher plane. And they know that. They want to keep us down. Claim your sovereignty. Claim who you are. Claim your soul that you have and you do. You are powerful. You are strong. You can survive. And they know that. And that's what they fear, by the way. That's what they fear. That's why they must subdue you. So be wise. Be wise and remember all that you were taught. For you forgot nothing. Your mind is a computer. Many files, many data banks. It's there. Look within. The truth is within. Blessed be from the high rock light that spreads out across the globe and the universe and 360 degrees of the compass as above, so below, as within, so without. Blessed be in peace and protection upon you and clarity of mind and strength. Blessed be.